Hi, Kay. What's on your mind?
I have a 10-year-old granddaughter who gets headaches often. I don't know that they're migraine level because she is able to function. But she gets them about once a month, and she's only 10, okay? I'm wondering, you know, and because she's only 10, she really can't take a lot of, like, aspirin and whatever.
Right.
Any ideas on what she could do or why someone at 10 would get headaches that often?
One of the more common reasons for people that age getting headaches happens to be food allergies, ma'am. They can trigger spasms in the blood vessels, and even if it's not as aggressive as the usual migraine, even so, it'll still give you some pain in the head. So that's one thing to think about. It's not the only thing, but food allergies can do that to us. Another one, particularly in active kids, is that they happen to have, in the course of playing or whatever they're doing, happen to have fallen and whacked their heads a bit, and but got back up and went on with what they're doing and forgot about it. And yet, if that person sees a chiropractor who is knowledgeable about adjustments of the neck, why, sometimes that will take care of the pain in their head, and they even forgot. I've heard from mothers, oh, yeah, I remember he fell off the top of a slide when he was 3 years old. And you mean that could cause it now? Well, yeah, afraid so, if you hit yourself the wrong way and misalign things properly. So food allergies and misalignments in young active of the neck bones in the young active children are two of the things to think about.
Okay, is there something that she could take that would be safe for a 10-year-old? She looks
yes.
older because she's a big girl. She's going to be 6'3".
Oh, wow.
Already 5'1 at 10 years old. It's like, wow. She's taller than her mother or me, her grandmother. So,
now,
is there something that...
yes, there is,
ma'am. They, you know, they really affect her. It's just that she doesn't have to be in a dark room. She can
gotcha.
Go to school.
Gotcha. One of the simpler things is... Do you know what aspirin is a takeoff from, ma'am? It's a takeoff from white willow bark. White willow bark contains something called salicylic acid, and that was used for pain for literally centuries. And then the Bayer Company decided to twist the salicylic acid molecule just a little bit so they could put a patent on it. And what was invented was acetyl salicylic acid, which is aspirin. And yes, aspirin does help pain, but it can cause gastrointestinal bleeding, particularly if it's taken on an empty stomach. And white willow bark has never been accused of that. All the health food stores have white willow bark. It comes in smaller capsules. It comes in larger capsules. Difference is you usually got to take a couple of them instead of just one aspirin to get the pain relief. But that's just one thing. There's another one that goes under a strange name. It's AKBA-90, which means it's a 90% concentration of this stuff whose initials are AKBA. And believe it or not, ma'am, it comes from frankincense, and it happens to be a researched pain reliever. So you could look for the white willow bark. You could look for the AKBA-90. Those both relieve pain and do not have, unless you take the whole blinking bottle, do not have known side effects.
Super. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.